Today's program has helped us to see that with Jehovah's help, we can apply Bible's exhortation to be courageous and very strong. The scripture theme for tomorrow's program is showing all the more courage to speak the word of God fearlessly, taken from Philippians chapter 1 and verse 14. We will indeed see many examples of courageous servants of God on tomorrow's program. The day will begin with a symposium explaining how Bible students, youths, and older ones and others can show courage. In the afternoon, we will also enjoy seeing how our brothers around the world are showing courage in a wide variety of circumstances. As a reminder, tomorrow's program begins at 9:20. So please, bring your lunch so that you can remain here on premises and enjoy the association with your brothers and sisters. Our closing song expresses our wholehearted desire to serve Jehovah, and it will be fully accomplished. Song number 22 is entitled, "The Kingdom is in Place, Let It Come." After we sing this rousing song, Brother Gary Bailey, an elder for well over 35 years from the Primrose Congregation, will offer a closing prayer. Now let all 4,572 in attendance stand and sing song number 22.
Jehovah God, our heavenly lofty Father, our sovereign Lord, the one that we desire to approach as we do in your Son Christ Jesus' name, at the conclusion of this first day, certainly it has been a great manifestation of the fact that you are a great teacher. We appreciate the many things that you have filled our heart with today. We had so many good examples to continue to emulate. So many good lessons and principles that we need to live by. We certainly are a very privileged people because we do bear your name. We have come to know you, and you have instilled in our hearts such a strong hope that continues to motivate all of us. So help us now apply some of these things in our life, some of the lessons from this first day. And again, we want to continue to walk in the way and follow your son's example. We talked about the aspect that we need to completely put on the suit of armor that is from you, because you know, we know that Satan really works hard to tear us down, but we have great confidence in the fact that no matter what Satan throws at us, that nothing will be successful. And you know, we long for that kingdom, as we just sang about, and we pray that we can all be part of that arrangement. We know we're living very deep in the time of the end, and we know that that end is going to come very quickly. And we pray that we all can be part of that new system of things. And so we talked too today about the aspect of meditating and pondering over some of these things. So may us, you enlighten our hearts tonight as we think about some of the things we talked about. And as we go to our various places of rest this evening, pray your blessing upon our activity then as well. And we must always remember that we serve you 24/7. We always want to do things for your glory. We know too that we are sinners, we fail you. We ask, please forgive us for our shortcomings. Again, we give thanks for all things, especially the fact that we bear your name. We ask this prayer of thanks then in Jesus' near name. Amen.